We know there are times where you're just too busy to sort through the mass of information that comes your way. So to make it easier for you to stay informed, subscribe to The Morning Agenda, WITF's news podcast, where the only agenda is you.
Funding for The Spark is provided by Capital Blue Cross, focused on creating a healthier future for our communities through innovations like its Capital Blue Cross Connect Health and Wellness Centers, which provide in-person services and inspire healthy living. Learn more at capitalbluecross.com. The Spark is also supported by UPMC. Choose UPMC for your family's health care needs close to home. Visit upmc.com/centralPA for a complete list of services and locations.
Every year, March is designated Women's History Month by presidential proclamation, and this month is set aside to honor women's contributions in American history. And today on The Spark, we have a unique group of women who only represent 5% of their workforce population. Today on The Spark, we have with us Frances Colondres. We have Biz Shetler, Fawn McNiss, and Mackenzie Snow, all women welders at High Steel, and I'm happy to have them on The Spark with us today. Hello, ladies. How are you doing?
I'm good. We're
good. Good, good, good. All right. So let's start this off. Frances, let's start off with you. You should have known that I was going to start with you. But what drew you to a career in welding, knowing that it's predominantly male-dominated?
I kind of got myself in trouble, and somebody pointed me in the direction of welding, saying I'd probably be good at it. And that's how I got started.
Now, why welding though? Because I mean, you're not the first person to get in trouble, and we've seen so many people do other things. So, what was it about welding that really drew you in?
The money's pretty decent. I had started welding at the CTC in Lancaster, Mount Joy, and then I ended up eventually going to Thaddeus to do the 2-year associate's degree program. And that's kind of how I got here. I don't know. It's different.
How has there been any adjustment period from the classroom to being on the yard?
It's definitely different. It's almost like a culture shock. When you're in a class, everything is regulated. If it gets too hot, you can... you know, they don't really work in a shop if it gets too hot. You sit down almost all day. So in that aspect, I mean, you're standing most of the day. I would say that 95% of the day you're standing. When it gets hot in here, it gets hot. When it's cold, it's cold. Versus being in a shop at school, that's not the way it works. We deal with way bigger things, girders. I don't think I was truly prepared for that when I was in school.
Now the size of the girders, like that's one of the things that that really amazed me during a tour there over at High Steel. So this question is for you, Biz. Can you talk about your first time really working with steel?
Well, I was 17 when I started here, and I think being that young, I looked at things differently and didn't put as much thought into them then. Like, I don't think I realized exactly that I might have been such a minority then. And like in a place like this, I just kind of came here, started part-time because I was still in school, and like I just did it. I didn't think too much about it. Like, I don't know, it's just what I wanted to do. So
Now is this something that it's in the family? Is it something like, my father, he's a welder. My grandfather, he worked with on steel. Or is this something that just came out of left field and just something that Biz wanted to do?
My dad used to be an iron worker and then worked on cell phone towers after that. But I started welding when I was in high school, and I just kind of liked it, and that's what I decided I wanted to do.
Now you said that you didn't look at your gender when going in, but what about your age? Because going in at 17 years old, like, you're still a kid, you know, so what challenges did you face?
I think a lot of people didn't, or I don't know if they took me seriously or underestimated me a lot when I first started. So I kind of had to prove myself and work really hard and show them what I can do and what I'm capable of.
Now, Fawn, this question is for you because Biz just said a phrase that I was expecting to hear, that there was some kind of prove it. You had to prove it that you could be a part of. So with you being a truck crane operator, was there ever a point for you where you had to prove your worth amongst the other men or workers?
Yeah, absolutely. I had a bunch of guys tell me they didn't think I was size compatible enough to do what I was doing because I'm 135 pounds and 5'4". So a lot of guys thought I was too small. They didn't think I could swing a hammer. They didn't think I could throw a chain because I work outside. So the three that are here now are welders, and I'm the one that's solely outside. I handle the stuff that is done and completed. It's the heaviest of the heaviest. So it comes out to us and then we handle it from there. So yeah, I had to hold my own and show them. I mean, they didn't hold my hand by any means, which I was okay with. I didn't want my hand holded. I wanted people to know that I could do this job.
That was going to be my next question, which I'm glad that you brought it up. Was there kind of a trial by fire situation?
Not so much. I mean, I've had my obstacles. There's been times, I'm not going to lie. I've had to have one of my coworkers throw a chain for me because I just physically couldn't get to it. And I'm a female. I mean, in all honesty, I'm not built like a guy. I'm never going to actually be an equal to a fellow, you know, and we all understand that. And I'm not here to prove that I'm a woman and can do this. I love this job because for me, this is running in my family. My grandfather worked here for 37 years. My uncle works here. Both my cousins work here. So for me, this is family oriented for me. So I fell into this and, you know, so yeah, I mean, I've had my challenges, but I've never been held back from them.
And how have you seen the woman population grow over the years that you've been at High?
It's been steady, but it's been about the same. The females that come, they come and they think they can do it and they love it at first. And then it's all of a sudden, this isn't for me and I'm gone. So it's always been kind of a steady amount of women. They're definitely a different breed that comes here. The ones that come here that are here and they stay for a couple years, they're meant to be here.
Now your position, the truck crane operator, say that you deal with the heaviest of the heaviest. You deal with the finished products. So what would a day in the life look like for you?
So what I do for the yard at High Steel is I am on what we call the setup crew. So it's my job that when the product comes out of the shop, it is to be set up as a mock-up job. So it'll actually look like a bridge when it's set up out in the yard.
Oh, wow.
So it's our job to splice the girders together. We actually put them together. We check a fit. We do everything. We make sure
that it's the way it needs to be before it goes out into the field. So we're the last, all but the last stop before it leaves our facility. So we have travel lifts, we have cranes, we have trucks, and we move all of it with everything. So I operate the travel lifts, I do the cranes, I run truck. So, we make sure it's the way it needs to be before it goes. Mm. And it's some of that stuff that comes out to 120 some thousand, 150,000. I mean, it's no joke.
When you say that, do you mean pounds? 150,000?
Yes.
Wow.
150,000 pounds. We've had railroad jobs come down from our sister plant up in Williamsport that were 147,000 pounds and some change.
Wow. Wow, wow. So y'all are dealing with some serious weight, as some would say. Wow, wow. That is amazing. So before we go to our first break and then come back to speak with Mackenzie, can you share a moment when you realized that welding is for you? You said that it's a family thing, Fawn, but when did you realize that, yeah, this is for me?
Actually, I got laid off from my other job, and my uncle, who had still been here at the time, who's now retired, but he was here at the time, and he said, you know, you should put an application in and see what happens. And I said, all right, you know, what do I have to lose? I've always been a very outside person. All my jobs have been landscaping, farm work, everything like that. So this kind of fell into that whole blue collar atmosphere I kind of really wanted anyway. So I put an application in and it ended up working out and I fit in and I loved it ever since. So mine would have been my uncle, definitely, like, just telling me to give it a shot. If you like it, you like it.
Mackenzie, we haven't heard from you yet, so let's get you in on this conversation. So what strategies do you employ to assert yourself and your expertise in a male-dominated workspace?
It's not really that I try to, like, insert myself. It's just I kind of try and, I guess, like, be as much of, like, with the guys as I can. Like, it's not like they're better than me or I'm better than them. It's kind of like we're all, like, working together as a team. I don't really see it as I'm the only girl there or, like, everybody else is a guy. It's just kind of like we're one team working together, and if I need help with something, I go and be like, hey, can you come help me? Or if some of the guys need help with something, they'll come to whoever and be like, hey, can you help me with this? It's not really like a, oh, I'm a girl here, so I have to be, like, inserting myself. And it's just kind of like we're all one team. We all, like, work together.
Now, your position is a welder fabricator. So what do you do on a daily basis?
I work in Plant 4, which we do a lot of the cross frames and, like, smaller pieces. We don't really do much of the girders like Francis does. So it's a lot of, like, putting plates on a jig and having the jig set up and then adding either, like, angles or channels onto it. We have a computer with a blueprint on it that we follow, and it's just kind of like a cross rings, and there's some diaphragms that we have to do. It's just kind of fitting up and welding stuff together.
Are you the only woman on your team?
I'm the only girl in the fabrication side in Plant 4. There's a couple that are on third shift, which I'm only on first shift, but I think there's two or three girls that are on third shift over in Plant 4.
So for yourself, is it lonely or is it empowering?
I would say a little bit of both. Because it's kind of like there was a girl that used to work over in Plant 4 with me, but she has gotten a different job, also still welding. So it was kind of nice when she was here having, like, I guess, feminine energy. But at the same time, it's kind of cool that I'm the only girl still over there.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a cool part because it's like I almost have to prove myself, but at the same time I don't.
And Francis, taking it back to you, talking about culture and dynamics here, because you are kind of holding this double space, one as a woman and also as a woman of color. So how has your presence as a woman of color influenced the culture or dynamics within the workspace?
I mean, I guess I am the only female welder in plant two.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really think, I don't know, they're all my bros.
Ah.
I feel like maybe like at first I had to prove myself.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, sometimes I feel like I have to work twice as hard
mm-hmm.
as a man to be able to do a man's job.
Mm-hmm.
But with that being said, some of them have like, well, most of them have like taken me under their wing and have shown me anything and everything I need to know. Obviously, a lot of the people here have been here for years.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm talking about over 15, 20 years. So me being here almost 2 years, I don't even have probably not even a quarter of the knowledge that they have.
Mm.
But they're always willing to show me without hesitation. I don't really look at it like, okay, I'm the only like Latina female welder. I don't know. I just add a little pizzazz
mm-hmm.
to plan two. I pretty much like talk to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I know everyone. So I don't feel like I get singled out or anything like that. But like Mackenzie said, it is a little of both.
Mm-hmm.
It does get lonely sometimes. We do have, there's another female here who, you know, she like helps out. She burns and sweeps. So, I mean, sometimes we cross paths in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I see Fawn here and there. I don't see Fawn. So Fawn takes like break at a different time,
mm-hmm.
and so I don't see her like that. If I see Biz, it's because I have to go up to plant four to take a test
mm-hmm.
or something like that. But I wouldn't mind seeing more women.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind seeing more Latina women. Yeah.
And Biz, you've been there ever since you were 17 years old. Now, I'm not going to ask your age, but I'm going to assume that you're not 18. So you've been there for a little bit. So what advice would you give to other women aspiring to enter the welding profession?
I've been here 15 years.
Oh, wow. You don't look it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But I would say any female, whether it's welding or any other male dominated, yeah, don't be discouraged or scared, but you probably will have to work hard and prove yourself and just put in the extra effort. And I mean, once guys usually see that you can do it and you work, they're good. They'll help you. And 95% of the guys around here, we'll have your back. We'll help you with anything you need.
Mm.
But don't be afraid to try something out, even if it is male-dominated.
Now, you being there for 15 years, have you seen yourself shift from being a mentee to a mentor?
Yeah, because the position I'm in now, I help train all the new hires,
mm-hmm.
and also do all the research for all the welders. So But I mean, like, I had Francis, McKenzie when they first started. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it has definitely shifted because I was a new person learning everything. And now I'm one of the trainers helping the new people to get all the scripts and everything. So it has definitely shifted.
Now, with this shift, what do you think can be done in your personal opinion to up that woman's number for 2025?
To probably get pushed more in high school. I don't feel like trades are getting pushed more in high school. If they got pushed more in high school, then maybe another option.
Yeah,
it always seems like.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of women are kind of pushed towards college and not necessarily like trade school.
I think the thing with welding, a lot of women are like, oh my god, you get dirty. You do get dirty, but it's work, you take a shower, and yeah. I mean, I would look like this out of here.
Ha 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 ha.